This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Purple velvet couch. What is this, like the Studio 54 of therapy here?
We like to have fun while we help people.
Okay, the other business here at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450, is called Straighten Up Nevada. This is Kathy Mulheron, Derek's fiance, and Straighten Up Nevada is basically what?
First of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for
coming
here.
Down to our clinic. We love to have you here. So at Straighten Up NV, we do a few different things. The first primary thing is we work on your body structure so that your body can hold itself through your day, through your motions, getting up and down stairs. It's important as we get older that we keep the functions, getting up and down off the floor and moving easier and feeling better and more confident doing so.
Okay, so structure, strength, mobility.
Absolutely. Those are the things that we can help your body with. And it's simple muscle work, just waking up the right muscles to have your body function better and do a better job for you.
We're here with Kathy Mulheron. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. When you talk about this, you are a true 110% believer. What made you such a, can I say, fanatic about what these things can do? Did it work on you, or how did this come about?
Well, originally I got into doing body work through my aunt. She's the one who introduced me to some structure work, and it helped her get completely out of pain. But my foundation is I went to college and got my degree at Chapman University down in Orange County. And my degree's in sports medicine and exercise physiology. So I've always enjoyed working with people and with the body.
And you're already working with people now.
I am.
Even though it's kind of a new entrepreneurship business for you.
Yes.
So you already have some testimonials you can tell us about?
I do.
Maybe one or two people? Let's start with one.
One of my clients, Mary, she can now walk up and down the stairs with a lot less knee pain. Sometimes pain, without it or, just less. So her mobility's improving. And she stands all day when she works. And so she's able to stand. She said her structure's a lot stronger. She's able to hold herself better and has a lot less discomfort while she's working.
How do you do this without a gadget? Without one of those like waist belts or something like that? How does it happen?
Well, it's all going into your core strength and stabilizing your shoulders and your back, your abdominals, your pelvis. So it's all about using your muscles in the right way to strengthen your body so that your body works better for you.
Does it drive you crazy when you're like at a restaurant or something and you see slouching?
It makes me nuts. Sometimes I take your picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I know better than to use your picture, but sometimes I take it.
All right. One more testimonial from somebody else.
I have. So we also do microcirculation. And you just lie on the mat for 8 minutes and it circulates the body. We do a little longer for specific areas. So I have a client who just came out of hip replacement, and it's really helping her heal went much faster than she normally would. So her doctor says she's healing maybe 3 times faster than expected. And so we just add the circulation to the body so it can repair faster.
What's on the table? How does it do that?
So it's a mat you lie on. It's energy medicine. You lie on the mat. There's coils in the mat. The frequency comes out of the mat, and it pumps your microcirculation vessels, which is your capillaries. It pumps them 30% higher for 12 to 16 hours. So your body keeps circulating at a higher rate through the day.
It probably wakes up your innards. But
well,
so
I hate to say it publicly, but you know that the client that is giving me the most recent testimonial on that said, yeah, cleared me out right after your session.
Are these sound high frequencies or what?
No, and most people don't, you can't hear it, and most people can't feel it. Some people feel the energy. If you feel it, it's more like a
when you say energy,
prickling.
It's sound, right?
No.
What are the frequencies?
Like the energy, nobody can hear that we're on the radio. Like they can hear our voices, but they can't hear the frequency of the radio, right?
Wow. Okay. You know I don't know this stuff.
This is great.
Well, okay.
Can't wait to put you on the mat.
I'm just saying, when you're saying frequencies, to me that means sound.
Right. And so we have even a new frequency scanner that we just got in that we're going to start scanning people's full bodies with.
Yeah. Make it simple for Johnny. All right. Well, okay. Two testimonials right there. What are your credentials?
Well, I went to college. I mentioned Chapman University. My degree is in exercise physiology, and the rest has just been working in the field, so gaining knowledge as I go.
Where is that accent from?
Do I have an accent?
A little bit.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, yet I've spent 15 years in Atlanta, Georgia.
There you go.
Sometimes I'll say y'all or something like that,
but I'm really
a California girl. But
right. I was thinking Kentucky because I live there, and that kind of brought me back there. So isn't it funny? Because I was just talking about how I worked in El Paso for a couple of years, and just from absorbing nearby conversations, because I dealt with the public in El Paso, I picked up Spanish. Not one lesson, but I could carry, by the time I left El Paso, I could carry a conversation.
That's impressive.
A basic conversation with somebody, because it's all around you there, you know? Anyway, we're getting off track. Straighten Up Nevada, here at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. Now, somebody asked about what are your hours here. You're brand new. You just opened today. You don't really have any set hours yet. That's right.
It's we're usually here from 9 to 5. Sometimes we come earlier. Sometimes we stay later. But we do lock the door if we're both with people and busy. So we recommend you call ahead, schedule a time with us, or let us know if you're just going to drop in so that the door's open and we have the time to spend with you.
Boy, that is total beginning business right there.
Yeah.
The phone number, folks, to set a time to come on by and just get like a tour of this place.
Get a tour. We can have a free consultation.
All right. It's 775-357-8551. And Kathy's email is Kathy with a K at straightenupnv.com. I love that. That's so simple.
It's easy.
Yeah, it is. Kathy with a K at straightenupnv.com.
Yeah.
Boy, you can move more freely. You can recover faster from things and feel stronger in your body. Microcirculation therapy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's the first I heard of it, really.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're kind of like very unique in that way.
Yeah. You know, it's great to improve your energy and just helps you through your day, helps you recover.
Well, Derek says it's all about circulation.
Yeah.
That's the body. That's basically how it works and feels good. Lymphatic activation. Is that what that table does? Lymphatic activation?
So the lymphatic, we use the power plate for that. Most of the people listening probably have seen one or been on one. The power plate technology is, I think, the best in the market for vibration plates. So you can do it by yourself as just a power plate visit, or you can combine it with the other therapies. And so it moves. Your lymph system doesn't really move on its own too well. So when you activate it, it starts to drain, and our lymphatic system is what pulls our toxins out of our body.
Okay. Three quick testimonials that people wrote down here. Here's one. At 70 years old, I'm standing all day with less discomfort, climbing stairs with greater ease, and feeling stronger than I have in years. Nice. Here's another. My recovery from hip replacement has been faster than my doctors expected, and I credit the Beamer?
Beamer.
Beamer for making the difference. What's the Beamer? It's not your car, is it?
No. That's what we call it. It's Beamer Vascular Therapy, and that's the mat that I use.
Okay. And one more here. After years of heavy sports and the joint limitations that came with them, the Power Plate has helped me rediscover a range of movement I thought was gone for good.
Yep. That's from a super athlete who really just tore his body up, right? Doing Ironmans and doing a lot of things. So, yeah, we've been able to increase his range of motion with just the Power Plate doing specific things on it.
I tore up my body by doing very intense, ridiculous running.
Mm. Yep.
I did some marathons. I used to do Silver State Striders every year.
Yep.
And here I am now with quite a bit of pain from doing that. And I met a Tahoe doctor who told me last year that, people don't realize how running hard tears you up. And he would rather people just hike long distances and such. I mean, I say
do what you love.
Okay.
And
that's what I did.
Heal your body. You know, there's lots of techniques. And so as you get older, you just have to work a little harder to do the right things to stay younger.
Okay. Well, you got some amazing things here. Kathy Mulheron, her business is Straighten Up Nevada. And you take up what? Do you think 50% of this space here? There's a lot of space.
Yeah, Derek and I, we work well together. We worked it out. We share our space, and it's great.
Are you the designer? Are you the behind the artwork and such?
I absolutely am.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, purple couch is great.
Velvet purple couch.
They're amazing.
It didn't seem
we
like,
have two.
It didn't seem like a Derek thing, so it had to be you. All right, Kathy Mulheron, Straighten Up Nevada, and number to call for an appointment is 775-357-8551. That's 775-357-8551. Or even better, you can come here right now and walk in the door and get the full treatment.
Yeah, we'll be here till at least 2 o'clock. We've got lots of specials going on today. So come on down if you'd like to check out our space and meet us and see what deals we have.
All right, very simple here. 780 Smith Ridge Drive near Trader Joe's, kind of behind it. Once again, folks, put it in your Google Maps, 780 Smith Ridge Drive, and just look for Suite 450. Nice, a couple of nice, cool shops. Have you gotten to know your neighbors here, these little businesses?
I've only met a couple of them. We're right across from the Women's Fund, and there's a music store across from us where they do music lessons, so that they're really nice over there as well.
All right, beautiful. Kathy, thanks so much for talking with
us. Thank you for having us.
All right, I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to talk some local news up next, and maybe a little national, too. I got things to say, but stop by. I would love to meet you personally, and you can meet Derek Lee at brainhealthformulas.com, and the sign on the door reads Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. I'm John Potter, back shortly on 99.1 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1019.
99.1 The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. And we're broadcasting live from 780 Smith Ridge Drive. It is Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. First day of business here. And meeting a lot of great people. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Good, good.
So you're a customer?
I am a customer. As a matter of fact, I was fortunate to be on your first interview of Derek back in January of 2023.
Oh, listen to that memory. That's
and,
good.
It really got my interest, mm-hmm. And I decided to meet with him. Mm-hmm. And I started taking the Restore.
Yeah, everyone starts with the Restore.
And I've been on it ever since.
How do you feel?
I feel terrific.
How old are you?
I'm 77.
Okay.
And I was interested in it because there's Alzheimer's in both sides of my family. And also my brother had Alzheimer's. And he had been struggling with it for 15 or more years.
Sorry to hear that.
So I was trying to be proactive because I, you know, you never know. So right. I definitely was very interested in the Restore product. And I was taking a lot of other vitamins too.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward about a year and a half, I decided to see a neurologist. And this is because I had a essential tremor in my hand. And I thought, well, let's see if they know what's going on. Well, they did an MRI, and they said brain MRI. And they said, don't know about the tremor, but you have amyloid plaque. And you have Alzheimer's. And I was given two more tests that confirmed that, a blood test and a what's called a PET scan, mm-hmm. PET amyloid scan. And all three have said Alzheimer's. So the I was also tested for the genetic marker, and I don't have that. So that's the good news. So here's the weird thing. I have for at least 8 months now, I've known I've had it. Mm-hmm. But you don't just develop it. And you get it over a period of 10 to 20 years. So I didn't have any of the traditional symptoms of memory problems. My mind is great. So I was given a memory test, a 30-question memory test,
yeah,
back about September of last year.
Uh-huh.
And I got a 93% on it, which I said was very, very good. They gave me that test again about 2 weeks ago, and I got a 93% on that. I was also given a 3-hour...
At 77, that's pretty... I'm sure they told you that's a very good result there.
Well, it blew the guy who was giving me the test away.
Really?
Yeah. He says, wow, I can't believe this. I think he was expecting worse.
Well, okay, so they... Bob, they give you this, first off, horrifying news that the plaques were detected by the MRI, or... Did these doctors give you any kind of advice as to how to hold off this Alzheimer's from happening? Did they offer any treatment or any ideas?
Well, the neurologist is looking at both integrative ideas, meaning non-chemical, or as well as... drugs.
Is there a drug? Is there chemicals?
There is no drug that cures. As a matter of fact, they've done extensive testing. There is a 99% failure rate on all big pharma drugs dealing with Alzheimer's. So anything that's being given is palliative, maybe,
mm-hmm.
Meaning they just try to slow the process a bit, but they can't stop it or reverse it. So I was also given a 3-hour memory cognitive test early January, and this is administered by a neuropsychologist.
Uh-huh.
Very, very comprehensive. At the end of that 3-hour test, they said, your memory is way above average, especially for your age. And your cognitive is 95%, meaning I rate 5% of the population in cognitive ability.
But you definitely have those plaques.
Yes.
And now this, when he told you this, how long have you been taking Derek's product Restore?
I started 2 years and 2 months ago.
So you've been on it daily, just one capsule?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it made a difference.
It made a difference. And I would say that Derek's products, and I take about a dozen of them now because he's got a whole line of products. But I think his products are certainly one key thing. One of the other key things was about 3 years ago, my dentist, who knows a lot about the mouth,
mm-hmm.
has an ancillary business. It's a sleep clinic. And he said, you should really be investigated for sleep problems, because I wasn't sleeping well.
Yeah.
And I took the
Sleepwell.
Well, I've been on Sleepwell, but I took this monitor. They monitored at night, and I was waking up every 2 hours, and not sleeping, and I had sleep apnea. And when I have sleep apnea, what happens is that the brain is not getting oxygen because the breathing stops. Mm-hmm. In my case, it was up to 60 seconds. It would spike the blood from going to the heart with any oxygen, to the brain with any oxygen. So that was very concerning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the conventional thing to do is this mask, the CPAP.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, they gave me an alternative that's better than the CPAP. It's 3M makes a...
Is this the implant?
No. This is tape, putting a tape on your mouth. 3M.
Oh, my wife would love that.
Yeah.
24 hours a day. Anyway, I got a break. It's a great testimonial from you, sir. At 77, you seem very sharp to me. There's no or anything like that, or the way you talk. But you do notice a difference with Restore. You've been on it for 2 years, and you are surprising the doctors. That's a wonderful story, my friend. Now, you're from where, Pennsylvania?
Originally Pennsylvania.
Okay, I worked in York, Pennsylvania.
That's where I grew up, York.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
I was a morning show host at a radio station on number two Market Street. That's right in the middle of downtown York. And I was the guy competing against WSBA.
Right.
And boy, what a battle that was.
Yeah,
back in
you were
the
right
day.
Across from Bear's department store.
That's right. I sure was. And we had the Oreos games on our radio station. That was our claim to fame. And all of our radio station cars was all Oreos. And we'd go there and we'd have the box seats. And, God, great time in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Do you miss Pennsylvania?
I do, but I'm glad I'm not there. We've been living in Reno for 5 years and just love Reno.
It is stepping back in time. I mean, the supermarkets, they don't sell alcohol. Well, I'm sure it's changed. It's changed now.
Yeah.
But there was no beer or anything in supermarkets. You had to buy your beer, six packs, at bars or the state
store,
a state warehouse.
Right.
There would be these huge warehouses and forklifts going around, and you grab your 50-can case of Pennsylvania beer back then, and you used to get your car inspected and registered at gas
every 6 months.
At gas stations.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, anyway, a real pleasure talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Yeah. Are you videoing this? Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's going to show up somewhere. Bob. My hair is a mess. I was going to bring that up. That's I'm fine. So embarrassed. I haven't had time to get my hair cut. Big bushy head here. Bob, thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
John Potter here, live and local at 780 Smithridge Drive and Suite 450, the first day of business, a grand opening day of Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. Back with some news for you on this live and local show. Once again, 780 Smithridge Drive. I'm here till noon. Come on by. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. Oh, my gosh. 10:30.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay, so along the lines of what you just heard, I just assume every politician is dirty. That brings me to the TSA. Hi, I'm John Potter, live and local, broadcasting live right now, 780 South Ridge Drive at the all-new first day of business, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies. Okay, people, doors open, a beautiful day, come on in. People who work for the TSA at our nation's airports are still, after, six weeks now, still not being paid. disgusting as that is, I just cannot imagine how a congressman could dare show his face at the TSA screening area at the airport now. I just can't. Oh, I bet they do without, you know, they probably do without a care. But anyway, word came down this morning that now they will finally be getting paid. President Trump did as he promised. He signed an executive order to pay them. TSA workers should start seeing their pay starting on Monday. No thanks to Congress. Speaking of which, this week, in what just might be the greatest news story of the month, Delta Airlines says it will no longer walk members of Congress around the security screening line. If you're a member of Congress, you typically show up and you don't have to stand in line for security. And I presume that when you're a member of Congress, you're like some higher form of the species. You know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, unless you're a powerful politician. So anyway, Delta says until TSA gets paid, members of Congress no longer will be able to walk around security. And so it's going to be the back of the line is over there, Joe. Bring a book if I were you. And I think that is very good news. I'm hoping other airlines will do the same. And I say this knowing that, okay, they're getting paid starting Monday, but I know this exact thing is going to happen again and again, probably sooner than we realize. It's like clockwork where they supposedly run out of money. They don't approve the new budget, and who gets it? Who gets it again in the back? It's the TSA worker, along with some other people who don't get paid. So anyway, I think other airlines, yes, should have the same policy as Delta and then make it permanent. You know, Congress works for us and not very well at that. Why do they deserve perks that we don't get? Being elected to serve your country should be privilege enough without all the other perks, like the preferential airport service and insider trading. No, they don't scratch our backs. Which reminds me, I'll share with you the foolproof solution to pass the budget for Homeland Security and the TSA. Republicans introduce a bill that says that Congress will not receive any of their paychecks for as long as the funding bill does not pass. Now, that same exact thing has been proposed by many people over the years, and everybody says, oh yeah, we ought to do that, but they never quite get around to it. I would not just hold their paychecks off as long as they don't pass it. I would say you have a constitutional responsibility to fund the government. You fail to do that, so we dock your pay for a year. You can be in Congress and not get paid for whatever. And that'll hurt them, because without their pay, you know, they would only make, most of them, $7 or $8 million on their crooked stock deals. You know, politician was not even a career choice when I was in high school. And now look at them. Also in the news, we had a game-changing moment for social media this week. A jury in L.A. delivered a damning verdict for two of the world's most popular digital platforms, Instagram and YouTube. It ruled that those apps are addictive and deliberately engineered that way, and that their owners have been negligent in the safeguarding of the kids who have used them. The implications are global. The tech giants in this case, Meta and Google, must now pay $6 million in damages to a young woman known as Kaylee, the victim at the center of the case. She claimed the platforms left her with body dysmorphia, depression, suicidal thoughts. And both companies intend to appeal, with Meta, Zuckerberg, maintaining that a single app cannot be solely responsible for a teen mental health crisis. Come on, it's addictive as all get out, and it's designed to be that way. And, you know, I'm an ignorant person, just observing, but being on that smartphone, it takes a little bit of a light in life out of people. And that's true whether they're young people or old people. And, you know, I can't believe that that is a good thing. Listen, I have a phone in my pocket all the time. It's on the nightstand when I sleep, and I use it constantly for work and other stuff. It's how our family keeps in touch. The group text has become, you know, for a lot of people, the conversation they used to have around the dinner table. But, you know, I will say that families are spread out now. Loved ones are far away. And, you know, we swap pictures, and you got a camera with you all the time, and you can take it out and take a shot, and you can show friends the pictures it took. So, you know what? There are wonderful, wonderful blessings in that device with their traps. And you have to, for yourself and your children, you have to be smart. Do not, under any circumstances, use that phone as a diversion or a babysitter. Please don't take your little children and prop them in front of a phone with little kids' videos played on the thing. With respect, do nothing to habituate your little tiny young one into dependence on that device. Human beings are hardwired to socially interact with one another, not with a small two-dimensional screen, but with other human beings, looking them in the eye and speaking with them and hearing them speak and communicating socially and interacting with all the things that go with that. Maybe frustrations, or maybe with love and humor. All of that's important. But now life, for too many, is the bent neck looking down. And you and I both do it. You scroll and you scroll. And, oh, just a few more minutes, you scroll, and maybe you watch videos, or place a bet, then place another bet, and another, and then these things become very dangerous. And we need to be extraordinarily wary. Listen, I got addicted to the darn Facebook, and thankfully the doofuses at Facebook banned me from Facebook for no reason. And I found out later that it's happened, if you Google this situation, it's happened to thousands of people, because Facebook is letting AI decide who to ban and who to stay as a Facebook person. And some people have lost like 30 years of photos and everything. They can't get onto their Facebook page. And, you know, Facebook has no customer service. You're just out. So I was ticked off at first. But then I discovered I have all of this time to read books again, because I would look at Facebook for 2 hours. I know it is addictive. Come on, admit it. You know it. Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local, broadcasting live at 780. I love my extra free time. I love the books. And I don't miss Facebook at all now. I'm glad. I'm actually glad it happened. I'm broadcasting live at 780 Smith Ridge Drive in Reno. It's near Trader Joe's. It's kind of behind the big stores. We have little shops down here, but it's on your Google Maps. On that damn phone. I told you, it does some good things. 780 Smith Ridge Drive. And then just look for Suite 450. We're with all the other small business storefronts here. The all-new First Day in Business, Brain Health Formulas, Biotechnologies. News on the big raffle in a bit. And we'll talk more with Derek about the products that are on the shelves here. The deal today is buy two, get one free for all the individual products. And so many people are here sharing stories of what great things these products have done. Back shortly. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk Time, 1048.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Okay, you know that this is one beautiful day. It is just beautiful. We have the doors wide open here as we broadcast live at the all-new Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies store. So exciting. We've been talking to Derek for over 2 years, and his client and customer base has grown so much that he had to open up this, it has a ton of space here, store, and also his testing lab is here, and all the latest, I don't want to say gadgets, but devices that do so much for so many people. He has his fans, I'll tell you, because the stuff works. 780 Smith Ridge Drive, Suite 450. So, Craig, I usually don't say on the air when I'm about to go on vacation, but we found a really good house sitter. The place is safe, and at noon, we're on vacation. And one thing I love to do on vacations is rent a car.
Right, because gas.
Well, especially, right.
Because of your car, your truck, right. Are guzzlers. your truck, I think, it's 10 gallons to the mile.
Well, Kathy and I argue about this. She swears it gets 35 miles per gallon. There's no way that big hulking truck, it's a GMC diesel. Yeah. With the big engine, it's some weird, special monster engine that you can't take it to like a storefront oil change place because it uses like special Dynamax oil or I don't know. But you're right. That gets probably about 10. No, I would say 18 miles to the gallon. And the car is the tiniest thing, but it wants premium gas. You have to put, well, supposedly she won't let me put regular in it, let me put it that way.
Unless you're by yourself and
right. Right. See, it takes premium gas, and that car gets worse mileage than the truck, so it's a it's like special. Anyway, I love renting cars. I mean, I just love cars, period. And the new cars are so much lighter and they zip around. So I went to the rental Hertz. I went to Hertz, and the biggest car they have is what they call a full-size car. These are not full-size cars. They're like slightly bigger Civics. And I rented a Civic once, and my wife hates Civics. Hates them. She hates anything, a car that is confining, that doesn't have big, huge, comfy GMC truck seats
or leg room, not the tallest person, but she still likes her leg room.
Just because she's obstinate, you're right. She just likes to look at the space. So anyway,
and you're gonna have her listen to the show on your drive down on the podcast.
I will force her to listen to this show, because the running joke is, and it's not a joke, it's true, I've been doing the show over 4 years and she has not once listened to it.
Well, I there's one time when she was at
the studio
and we actually got her on air that day.
She was horrified. But people ask her, why won't you listen to your husband's show? She says, I get enough of him at home. And yeah, I'm like this at home. I can understand that. But this, anyway, the car I rented is a Nissan Altima.
Oh, and very nice.
It has only 500 miles on the odometer. It smells like a new car, zips around, feels like it doesn't weigh anything. Older cars feel the weight. Like you're moving a boulder. That's what the GMC truck is like. And so I'm going to get a lot better mileage. It's going to be a fun drive. I got the Sirius XM on this car. And the only thing I don't like is every rental car I rent has the license plate of a state that people hate. And when I was driving around on the other rental cars on other trips, I had usually you get California license plates when you rent a local rental car, and you notice right away the difference in behavior when you're driving around Nevada. Yep. With a California license plate. They hate me in Tonopah because I have a California license plate.
Where they should just look at your windshield and see a little sticker that says Hertz and the barcode.
They don't do that. I wish they did do that. They don't do that anymore, because I'll tell you what happened is car thieves or car nappers they focused on people renting cars because people renting cars are tourists. And apparently tourists are the best victims for criminals to rip off. They got all their important stuff with them and their cash. They got a lot of cash. And so there have been too many cases where people attack tourists in obvious rental cars. And so then they took away all the signs that the car is a rental. Well, anyway, I did not get a California license plate this time. I got a Texas. It's a Texas license plate. And there are some people in Reno, and I've had this car for 2 days now, who apparently hate Texans. There are, namely liberals. If you go on Reddit and you say something about Texas, they hate Texas because it's a red state. And the blue staters who are driving around Reno, there are too many of them, but they cut me off when I had California plates. I had the middle finger, and I really feel for people who are here who don't have Nevada plates, who have California plates, and also now, these days, a Texas plate. I just can't win. I just want a Nevada plate. What is a rental car with Texas plates doing here? We're going to break for Fox News and also local news with Greg Neft. But my house sitter is great, so I feel free. It's going to be a great week off. I'll come back, and I'll be doing the midday news, late morning news, Monday through Friday. We're going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.